This is Read in Nepal. I'm Deependra Siliwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds telephonic conversation with his Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina on various aspects of bilateral relations. Health Ministry reports 1,069 coronavirus cases today, including 481 cases in Kathmandu Valley. 768 people return home today after health recovery. International flights resuming from midnight today after 5 months long suspension due to COVID-19 crisis. And India and China hold talks amidst a volatile border situation. Now news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has held a telephonic conversation with his Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina on the various aspects of Nepal-Bangladesh bilateral relations this afternoon. In a tweet today, Prime Minister Oli said Bangladeshi Prime Minister Hasina had positively taken his request for the urgent supply of urea in Nepal for the current crop season. Prime Minister Oli also said he and the Bangladeshi Prime Minister underlined the need for enhancing cooperation between the two countries on trade, energy and transit, among others. The Health and Population Ministry has confirmed 1,069 additional cases of corona infections today, including 481 cases in the Kathmandu Valley. With this, Nepal's national tally for corona cases has reached 40,529. Addressing the regular press brief at the Health and Population Ministry today, a spokesperson of the ministry, Professor Dr. Jageswar Gautam, said while testing 12,088 PCR tests across the country in last 24 hours, 1,069 corona infection cases were confirmed. A spokesperson, Professor Dr. Gautam, further said 481 corona cases were confirmed in the Kathmandu Valley, including 393 cases in Kathmandu, 58 cases in Lalitpur and 30 cases in Bhaktapur. As of today, 18,112 corona patients in Nepal are staying at various isolation centres or home isolations across the country. The ministry spokesperson, Professor Dr. Gautam, further said among the infected, 127 patients who have severe symptoms are undergoing treatment in intensive care units and 17 patients are undergoing treatment in ventilators. Moreover, 768 people in Nepal return home today following health recovery from corona infection. With this, 22,178 people in Nepal have recovered from the corona infection as of today. Meanwhile, additional 11 people were confirmed to have died of corona infection in Nepal today. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 239. Health Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageswar Gautam further said three men in Persa of 4-year-old girl child and a man from Mahottari, two men from Kathmandu and one man from each of Siraha, Bara, Chitwan and Makwanpur died of coronavirus infection lately. The authorities have started discussions regarding the modality of the prohibitory order enforced in the three districts of the Kathmandu Valley in a bid to prevent the spread of coronavirus. In this connection, the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur have started consultations with the Ministry of Health and Population and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, along with experts from various sectors, including the people's representatives and their stakeholders. The officials said that some experts have offered suggestions to ease the lockdown, while others have come for further strengthened modality of the lockdown. The last restriction order had been extended to be effective till midnight tomorrow. After a 5 month long suspension, the international flights have resumed from midnight today with a certain security protocol amidst COVID-19 crisis. Earlier, the government had decided to allow international flights from some countries where the PCR testing was accessible. Regular flights would take place with the condition that there would not be more than 500 air passengers each day. However, chartered international flights can be operated during this time. On the first day of the regular flights, an aircraft of Nepal Airlines Corporation is scheduled to fly to Narita of Japan at 1 o'clock tonight. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has already unveiled the schedules for both regular and chartered flight for the month of September. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिया थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The province two government has waived the four-month bank interest of 48,000 farmers who were pushed hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The province two Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative Ministry disbursed 216,549,000 rupees as the bank interest of 47,882 farmers who had a bank loan of 500,000 rupees or less. Likewise, Ministry's Planning Officer Rajneesh Mishra said it also provided grant of 12,081,000 rupees to 307 farmers for resettlement of their profession. Following the confirmation of COVID-19 among the jailbirds, the Parliament Committee has directed the government to seriously take its earlier recommendations and directives regarding the management of prisoners and bring them into implementation in a prompt manner. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee issued an order in the name of the government in view of a spike of corona cases in central and other jails across the country. The government is providing 100 days employment to 200,000 people under the Prime Minister Employment Program. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security is working out to manage the program in this current fiscal year. The program director, Suman Kimire, said the program is targeted on the participation of people aged 15 to 59. The government has allocated a budget of 11.6 billion rupees for the project. A dead body of former ambassador of the United Kingdom to Nepal, Richard Morris, was found in a forest in Hampshire today. The British police had identified the search for diplomat Morris, who went missing while he was on a morning walk at a park nearby his home at Bentley on the 6th of May. A BBC report maintains that Hampshire police found his dead body at Ellis Held Forest, where he used to go for physical exercises in a routine manner. Though the dead body is yet to be officially identified, the police have informed his family about the recent development. The Central Bureau of Statistics has unveiled the questionnaire to be used in the National Census 2078 Bikram Sambat. The questionnaire had got the Cabinet approval on the 10th of August. Nepal conducts national census in every 10 years. The number of people who died in the massive landslide that hit Lidi 2 of Zugal rural municipality in Sindhupalsuk district has reached 37. The police said the body of 17-year-old Subhas Pakrin, who had gone missing in the disaster, had been recovered today. Police informed that two people are still missing in the incident. A joint rescue team of Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force is searching for the missing ones. Nepal Telecom and Private and Boarding School Organization Nepal have signed an agreement for easy access for internet services for students. Nepal Telecom confirmed the agreement, saying as the pandemic has kept the schools shut and the schools and students are bound to take help of distance learning, smooth internet service has been a must. To bring the package in use, the school should be sending the student's number to the Telecom asking for the service. Once they are registered, the student would be able to use the 24GB data packets at the cost of 315 rupees and 35GB data packets at the cost of 500 rupees to be used for 28 days. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Indian and Chinese military commanders have held talks for a second day as rival soldiers confront each other at their contested Himalayan border in Ladakh, bringing fears of a military escalation. Both of the Asian giants have accused the other of fresh provocations, including allegations of soldiers crossing into each other's territory months after their deadliest standoff in decades. An Al Jazeera report states that details of the talk, which resumed this morning, were not immediately disclosed. India has begun an entrance exam for engineering colleges across the country from today amidst the pandemic. There was a huge demand that the government postpone entrance exam for medical and engineering colleges in the wake of coronavirus pandemic and floods in several parts of the nation. Likewise, the National Testing Agency, which conducts the exam, had also refused to reschedule it. Even the Supreme Court had dismissed the students' plea to give order to postpone the exam. Thousands of candidates reached exam venues set up in different parts of the country today. Authorities have made face masks mandatory for students and social distancing is being enforced to prevent the virus spread. The global coronavirus cases have surpassed 25.69 million with corona-related death toll nearing 856,000. As per the data collated by Worldometer, more than 17.99 million people across the world have recovered from COVID-19 infection, while the world still has more than 6.84 million active cases. Meanwhile, the worst-hit country by the virus, the USA, has recorded more than 6.21 million cases with more than 187,800 deaths. Likewise, India has recorded more than 3.71 million cases of coronavirus as of today with more than 65,700 corona-related deaths. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Province 5 and at one or two places of Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds telephonic conversation with his Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina on various aspects of bilateral relations. Health Ministry reports 1,069 coronavirus cases today, including 481 cases in Kathmandu Valley. 768 people returned home today after health recovery. International flights resuming from midnight today after 5 months long suspensions due to COVID-19 crisis. And India and China hold talks amidst volatile border situation. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.